Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, a miracle for Irish immigrants. It took 58 long years, but now history will record that there is a Schumer visa program which will indeed, let's just go to Senator Chuck Schumer. Start off by saying thank you, Senator, and this is great. It's fantastic.
Well, thank you, Adrian. As you know, it's been a long-time goal of mine to get a permanent Irish visa program, not one that comes and goes, as we've seen in the past. And that's what we have been able to accomplish thus far. We achieved a major step yesterday when Senator Grassley, who's been no friend of Irish immigration, tried to knock out our provision. And there was such overwhelming support in the committee that he withdrew his amendment. The program is strong. I'm so very proud that it's called Schumer Visas. And will not only have 10,500 Irish come into America, but their family and spouses, and provide a way that they can get green cards after they work here for 3 years. Why do I do this? I do it because, as I once told the Hibernians when I received their Man of the Year award, I do it because I love America. And the more Irish there are in America, the better America is.
This is actually not, this will be go over quite well in your own family, and particularly in your office.
Yes, well, my office, yes, is heavily populated by people, Irish Americans, and they do a great job for me. And they know a lot of other very talented ones, so they hire a lot of them. My sister, my niece and nephew are Jacob and Tess McNulty. So it's my own family, too.
Now, what choice did you really have? Senator, I'm going to allow you to, if you don't mind, without interruption, just outline what this means.
The program is intended because the Irish community and the American community have such close ties that it merited a special provision. There are a few other countries that have similar provisions, none exactly like this, but there are 41 million Americans of Irish ancestry, and to not have, and the present system doesn't really allow them to come here. That's why they've always been special programs. In fact, Irish immigration was dealt a bad blow in 1965 when there was an inadvertent impact of the law. Senator Kennedy actually sponsored the 1965 bill, but then he noted, this is what he said in 2006, although he said it repeatedly, what we were trying to do was eliminate the discrimination that existed in law, but the way that the legislation was developed, he's referring to the 65 law, worked in a very dramatic and significant way against the Irish. As you know, I'm chair of the Immigration Subcommittee, and my predecessor was Ted Kennedy, and one of the things he always instructed me in was to make sure that we took care of the Irish, and so I said yesterday when our amendment was ratified and when the attempt by Senator Grassley to knock it out, that Ted Kennedy's spirit is hovering over this bill. What it means is that we will have, we will have a large number of Irish allowed to immigrate, don't have to have a PhD or MA. Many of the highly skilled folks in Ireland do not choose to immigrate, obviously. All you'll need is a high school degree or 2 years working in a trade, and you'll be able to come and bring your spouse and bring your children, and after several years, you'll be able to apply for a green card. So this is a great program. I think it's about the best Irish immigration program that's been crafted, and the best thing about it is it's permanent, because those of us who have fought hard for Irish immigration, and you are at the top of the list, Adrian, we've always been worried one program expires, can we get another one? And of course, we haven't had one in many years now. The diversity visa program stopped being useful to the Irish, even though I helped pass it to help the Irish, but it stopped being useful several years ago. So this is great news, and the fact that we got such large support in the committee from Democrats and Republicans means it will stay in the bill, in the Senate bill, as it goes to the floor in June. But I would urge people of Irish descent or people who care about Irish immigration to call their senators and congressmen, say, please support the Schumer visas, and to also ask them to support comprehensive immigration reform, because obviously if we don't pass a big bill, this piece of the bill will not be passed either. And that is our harder choice right now.
As the leader, indeed, of the Senate's comprehensive immigration bill, could you give us a rough estimate of when this will go to the House? When do you see this as being as a final bill, one that is signed into law?
Well, we intend, Leader Reid has given us the month of June to do it in the Senate, and we hope to finish it in committee next week, the last week in May, and then go to the Senate floor in June, where we're very hopeful we will pass a bill. It then goes to the House, where chances are harder, but I still think greater than half, and hopefully they will take it up in the summer or early fall. And I'd like to see it on the president's desk before Congress adjourns in early October.
Senator Chuck Schumer, I hope that, 58 years from now, there will be those who will remember, and maybe those who will be asking, who was this Schumer, the guy who made life easy, what can I say other than thank you?
Adrian, I want to thank everyone in the Irish immigration community and in the Irish community in general for being so supportive, and remind them we still have more work to do in getting this through the House.
We're with you. You've been there for us at all times. Congratulations.
Thanks, Adrian.
Thank you for joining us.
Bye-bye.
God bless.